ready to go. AJ and Jamari, I thought I've had a good week. Sam Barrington needed the day off based on the last 2 days of practice, but I feel good that he'll be ready for Sunday.
Bulumba too. You
feel outside linebacker?
Yeah, is Bulumba coming along the right?
Does playing world champions have a higher motivation for you or your players this week?
That's a great question. I didn't ask them. I thought that our preparation is in tune with with who they are. I mean, we know this is a very good football team, defending champion, but we're really focused on what they've done on film and really the environment that we're getting ready to go play in. I thought our crowd noise preparation has been good this week. We're going into a very loud stadium, so those types of things are focused on the game management. The potential of how our 46-man roster is going to look. It's a little different this week, obviously. Young players playing for the first time. So that's really where our focus has been, more about what we need to do to win this game. But I think it's going to be a heck of a football game. I don't know what's going to happen with the rain. The type of game it's going to be. But I think two very good football teams are getting together on Sunday.
Mike, you get a better feel for where Hayward is at?
I'd say, stating the obvious, like Casey's further ahead this week than was last week, but he's not ready to go. So we'll do the testing process Monday or Tuesday like we normally do, and we'll see where he is as we prepare for Wednesday's practice. Coaches will have information probably Tuesday morning because that's how we go about it, and as far as game planning and how that affects our game plan.
Mike, after four games, what's been your assessment of Johnny Jolly?
Glad he's here. Very proud of him personally. He's a unique individual. He's added an attitude and edge to our football team that's definitely contagious. And he's playing good football. He's playing good football. I think we're utilizing him correctly as far as his reps and when he's playing. And I'm very pleased with what Johnny's done.
Is it just a coincidence that your run defense is so good again this year as it was in '09?
I think it says a lot. And he's a big part of it, the emphasis, the attitude, and really just the depth of our defensive line is obviously deeper than it's been, just reflecting on all the guys we kept on the 53.
Mike, you told Rich Gannon yesterday that you thought Clay's injury is a 3 to 4 week injury. Have you gotten information that would lead you to have that kind of optimism?
Well, that's what they're telling me, but as we know, these things are it's an injury, obviously, in an area where you have to be smart because you don't want a reoccurrence. So, but that's what I was told yesterday when I had a chance to sit down with Pat and those guys.
Mike, as far as return game, what are the advantages, disadvantages of spreading the returns out among more than one person? How do you see that?
Well, the advantages of any position on your football team, particularly when it's a returner, receiver, quarterback, anything that has to do with the handling of the football, the people responsible for either blocking for that individual in the returner, in this instance, continuity definitely happens when the same person is doing it over and over. The other part of it is when you don't have that, you have more guys that have opportunities. There's a competitive opportunity for guys to compete for that opportunity, so they bring more to it. So, that's really the pros and cons of those two situations.
In a perfect world, would you like to settle on one guy eventually, or is that not realistic when, guys are playing different roles?
There's no such thing as a perfect world, especially in a game of football. So, it's just the way the roster, the way it unfolds, and you have to evaluate, assess, and this is the way we're going about it.